Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Here at The Takeaway, we're thinking about holiday traditions, and we're going to speak in just a few minutes with star chef Rocco DiSpirito and his mom. They're going to share their traditions, but we want to hear yours. We want you to give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Traditional Christmas time with the DiSpirito family. Welcome, Rocco.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome, Mom.
Thank you so much for having
us. Mom, you're here?
Yes, I'm here.
I didn't know you were coming. Everywhere I go, she follows
Rocco,
me.
Oh, Rocco, aren't you just a clever boy?
Who are all these people, by the way? I've never seen a radio station with so many employees.
That's the takeaway control room. But
that's
we're going to talk about your...
Yes, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, but so is this new book of your son.
Oh, Rocco Gets Real. I think the listeners should know you have 14 people in the control room.
Cook at home every day. Rocco, focus.
We heard you needed a lot of handlers.
Yes. But we want to talk about your holiday traditions because it sounds like they're very elaborate. And obviously, as I said, you have a new cookbook, Rocco Gets Real, Cook at Home Every Day. And you talk about some of your holiday traditions in there. Start with Christmas Eve. Tell us about your Christmas Eve.
You know, I would say they're elaborate and they're not elaborate. The primary goal of us, of all of us on Christmas and every other holiday is to have fun, laugh a lot, right? That's not really that elaborate a plan. And the way we get there is a number of different ways. Food, obviously, is an incredibly important vehicle to laughter and fun and enjoying people's company. Because, you know, at Christmas, everyone comes home. Everyone takes off of work. It's the one, two, three holidays a year that people, you know, stop. And when you've got people's attention, then, you have the chance, the opportunity to have a good time with them.
And when everyone comes home in your family, we're talking about filling a stadium here. Let's begin with Christmas Eve, all right? You actually open presents on Christmas Eve, right? That's part of your tradition.
So,
how does that interfere with the cooking schedule?
Well, because first we eat.
Okay, good.
And then we open the present, 12 o'clock.
So what
night.
Does that do to the menu?
Yeah, the important stuff gets, we get that out of the way first, the eating. That's
eating,
very
gotta
important.
Eat the first.
So it happens real late. On Christmas Eve in Italian households, it's late. Everything is late. So you start at 7 or 8 o'clock. You have a really long, elaborate fish dinner. Then you go to midnight mass. And if you were good at midnight mass, you get to open the presents. Now, of course, in America, we open presents on Christmas Day. So our new traditions are a bit of a mix of old and new. So some of us do both.
But so, Mom DiSpirito,
yes.
What's the food tradition on Christmas Eve? What did you grow up with and what did you pass off to your son?
Seven fish. Yeah.
What kinds?
Any kind of fish. You cook 7 fish on that Christmas Eve. And you make some spaghetti aglio olio, and they have dinner. It's so many beautiful
food. That's garlic
food.
And olive oil for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what she does with
translation?
One of the pasta dishes is she takes aglio olio and then adds tomatoes and throws a bunch of live crabs in there and makes it like a crab flavor.
Live?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, she chops them up and sautés them and throws them in. Yeah, exactly. So like a Chinatown, crab thing. You know, you go buy the blue crabs at Chinatown; they're all alive. It's really cool. Actually, on Christmas Eve, it's a big shopping excursion, too. The men get involved in the fish buying. It's such an elaborate and such an indulgent tradition.
This is wonderful.
The men have to get involved. You know, they have to go and negotiate the prices on the fish. So it's very much about a market.
Like, and we're talking seven fish. So what kinds? What kinds? I mean, do you take the best stuff at the market, or do you have to get specific fish?
Yes, we want details.
Do you have to get specific fish?
Bacala, which is salt cod, of course.
Sure. Yeah,
and that would be soaked and fried or soaked and turned into sauce.
Yeah, so salad. You cook them and salad.
Yeah,
it's delicious. You can make it three different kinds, the bacala.
Usually some sort of cold seafood salad that involves squingili, which is conch, and calamari, which is squid, and shrimp, and crab.
Octopus,
all
maybe,
mixed together.
Yeah.
Octopus, yeah.
How many days in advance do you start getting ready?
No, how many events.
Day before.
Yes.
So you got to with the fresh fish.
Yes.
But then everything changes on Christmas Day. Then you're not talking
Christmas
fresh
Day
fish.
Is altogether different.
Altogether. So how do we change it?
Yeah, where do we start there?
We make lasagna. We make roast beef, we make salad, we make anything you want.
Yeah, it's usually a
big
meat day.
I go through a lot of stuff. I make a lot of stuff.
So are you directing in the kitchen?
No, I'm not directing the kitchen. I work in the kitchen.
So Rocco's directing things
She's
going
quietly
on
directing
in the
everything
kitchen.
That goes on.
But Rocco, what's your favorite childhood tradition, food tradition, when it comes to the holidays? And do you replicate that now as a grown-up?
You know, we always looked forward to the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve. That's our family's favorite holiday. I personally love that. That and Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, of course, is an American tradition. We started out eating pasta on Thanksgiving and finally got to the place where we have a traditional American menu. But the Christmas tradition stays pretty Italian. So Christmas Eve is definitely among my favorites. And there's a lot of opportunity to cook many different dishes on Christmas Eve, which I love. I brought some new traditions in. I bring stone crab in now for Christmas Eve, sometimes caviar, and I brought the tradition of Christmas crackers in. You know, those little things that you pop that have the funny hats?
Now
we do that. Yes. So we've got a mix of old Italian
tradition
and new tradition, which makes it really, really fun. And on Christmas Day, we don't open presents, but we do have a big standing rib roast or something like that. There's one in my book that's got a garlic and mayonnaise kind of based crust.
I should mention
fantastic.
Some of your recipes are actually on our website now,
oh,
too.
Cool.
So people
can check those
out. But it sounds like it's a family event. So everyone's in there kicking, right?
Everyone gets involved. Yeah. Everyone cooks something. Everyone brings something to the table, so to speak. My sister's really gotten involved lately. She was, you know, sort of a typical child of the 50s. She grew up, career was really important, didn't really take on the cooking tradition, but now has changed quite a bit, and cooking has become very, very important for her. She's realized that cooking is one of the most important ways she has to connect with her family and her kids. And, you know, one kid's in the Navy now, one kid's going to high school soon or college soon.
Maria is great
and
now.
So cooking has become very important.
Sounds like you were a little worried about her there in the beginning.
We were a little worried. Yeah. Everybody was a little bit worried about her, but
we've seen love the last
few holidays. She's great.
Mom, what's your favorite part about the Christmas holidays?
Just to be together.
Yeah, that's right.
I like family together. I love family together.
Well, that sounds like a universal thought.
And all that leftover seafood is fantastic.
And eat the leftover the next day.
Sounds like you have a lot of leftovers in your house.
Oh, there's plenty of leftovers. We start, you know, planning for leftovers. I mean, it's amazing how much food we make. But I think it's important to emphasize that it's really about connecting. And the food is, and it might sound strange for a chef and someone who you know from Union Pacific to say this, but the food is really secondary to the opportunity to connect with people. The food is a means to an end, so to speak, you know. And
although the best seafood salad I ever had was
I know you want practical tips here, and I'm being philosophical.
I want to, my kids are listening, and I want to encourage them to eat the fish the night before, you know, because they sometimes go, oh, Daddy, do we have to have fish?
Rocco has given you some new recipes this year.
You
have to check them out.
Right,
Star Chef Rocco Despirito and his mom, Mrs. Despirito, thank you so much for being
with
us. And Rocco has a new book, Rocco Gets Real, Cook at Home Every Day. And he also has Rocco Gets Real, which airs on Saturdays on A&E. We thank both of you for coming in. Although, Rocco, you didn't bring any food, so you didn't endear yourself to me. I just want to share that with you.
I heard that if there was no food, you'd never have me back on. I'm sorry. We do have two artichokes here.
Mama, you can take us out. Last word.
Can I say something for everyone to have a wonderful Christmas? Have a wonderful Christmas and a healthy one. And buon Natale a tutti.
Thank you.
Thank you.